Frank had a brother, Wade Phillips.
Yes, he did. And Wade Phillips originally also came from Creston, Iowa, and settled in Bartlesville. And the house that he built for his bride is still in great shape, and it's on down the street on Cherokee from where I used to live, about a block the other direction. And some good family friends of ours lived there while I was growing up. But Wade and Frank, sometime, they, even though they were in business together for several years, it was before the founding of Phillips Petroleum Company. And they kind of parted ways, and Wade moved to Tulsa and formed his own oil company, Wade Phillips Company, and also a company called Independent that that Phillips Petroleum Company later bought. But, of course, Wade Phillips was extremely successful as an oil man and later as a big-time real estate developer in Los Angeles, California, after they left Tulsa and moved to the West Coast.
But he left behind a rather nice house in Tulsa, didn't he?
He really, really did. Philbrook is a real treasure. In fact, Philmont in New Mexico and Philbrook in Tulsa, and of course Woolrock that brother Frank his brother Frank did here in Bartlesville, they're all truly treasures that many generations have enjoyed and many generations in the future will continue to enjoy. Edward Bueller Delk, the architect that did Philbrook, also did Philmont, the home on the ranch in New Mexico. And he also did a number of homes in Bartlesville. And our original Hillcrest Country Club was also, in matter of fact, I think our original country club was the first building in Oklahoma that was designed by Edward Bueller Delk. Mr. Frank Phillips spent, after the foundation of Phillips Petroleum Company, he spent a great deal of time in New York raising money to finance the oil drilling business. In other words, he needed to have the Wall Street folks invest in the oil patch. And Woolrock was really built, the lodge and so forth, was built to entertain those Wall Street type bankers and financiers, because during those many months, a year that he spent in New York City, he would be invited out on their yachts and to their estates on Long Island and so forth. And he needed a place to entertain them when they came to Oklahoma to visit their oil properties. So they expected to see cowboys and Indians, and Mr. Phillips didn't disappoint them. He put together a wildlife refuge and a ranch that he could entertain them in style and show them, sure enough, cowboys, Indians, and just for good measure, he threw in an outlaw or two.
Well, that's then where for several years he threw these picnics for the outlaws and the
Cow Thief and Outlaws was an annual event, and he invited the local cowboys, the neighbors. He also invited some of the folks like Henry Wells that had robbed a bank or two. And there was kind of an unwritten rule that there weren't any arrests to be made that day. And the Eastern visitors got a big kick out of it, and the locals certainly enjoyed it. And Mr. Phillips was a tremendous host. One of my fond memories growing up was each department at the company would have an annual picnic at Woolrock. Back then, a bottle of pop was a real treat for a kid. Well, If you can imagine 18 flavors, and I know there was 18 flavors because I had to drink every one of them, and I'll admit that I'd be a little woozy before the day was over, but I had to try one of every kind, and there was 18 different varieties of soda pop for all free, and I thought, man, what a deal. Another highlight for kids of that era in 1939, the Ringling Brothers Circus was in dire straits because of the Depression, and Frank Phillips had become a good friend of John Ringling North, who was the main man in the circus as far as ownership goes back in those days. And, of course, we didn't realize it at the time, but one of the reasons that he paid to have the entire greatest show on earth come to Bartlesville was they really needed the business. But I'll never forget going down to the train station and watching the rail yard and watching them unload all the circus wagons and the parade of animals, elephants, and so forth. From there out to where ConocoPhillips Research is today, that's where the circus set up. And it was free to all the kids, matinee performance. Gargantua was one of the main attractions, and Frank Buck, Bring 'Em Back Alive, Frank Buck was one of the featured performers, and it was a day I'll never forget.
You remember the names of any other celebrities that would have come around that were friends of Frank Phillips and that were nationwide?
Ironically, Mrs. Phillips' bedroom at the ranch home, which they call the Lodge, there's pictures, photographs that she would request and have autographed from many of the early day visitors, and it's really a lot of fun to if you ever have an opportunity to visit that. There's a book that gives you a key to who all these people were, but there's everyone. There's kings and presidents and movie stars. Wallace Berry comes to mind. He's hanging on the wall. Rudy Valley, early day singer. Harry Truman. On and on. There's just any number of celebrities from the 30s, actually late 20s through the 30s and 40s. It's a lot of fun to look at all those pictures. The walls in that bedroom are completely covered with those photographs.
Will Rogers would have been a friend of Frank Phillips.
Will Rogers' picture is very prominent, and he visited. Will Rock was one of his favorite places. He shared an interest in aviation that Frank Phillips also had. Frank Phillips, really from a business standpoint, he could see the potential of selling a whole lot of fuel, so he was a big promoter of early aviation. And Phillips Petroleum Company was one of the first companies to have a fleet of airplanes for business use. He also was a big backer of Tom Braniff in forming one of the early airlines, Braniff Airways. But Will Rogers shared Mr. Phillips' enthusiasm for aviation and the future of aviation. And they also shared a good friend in Wiley Post. And unfortunately, Wiley met his demise, of course, with Will Rogers in that ill-fated flight. Ironically, my father and a number of other Phillips executives had dinner at Will Rock with Will Rogers and Wiley Post not long before they went on that trip that ended up in tragedy in Alaska.